In CI News this week, retired pastor Clive Johnston gives evidence at his trial for preaching on John 3:16 in an abortion censorship zone. The Welsh Government's smacking ban review finds increased pressure on police and social services. And award-winning Christian songwriter Keith Getty encourages churches to sing theologically rich songs. Hello, welcome to CI News on the 19th of December. I'm Rhys Curnow. Retired pastor Clive Johnston has given evidence at his trial for preaching on John 3:16 in one of Northern Ireland's controversial abortion censorship zones. District Judge Peter King deferred his decision, pending additional written submissions from both sides. Another hearing has been scheduled for March. If convicted, the grandfather of seven, who has never been in trouble with the police, faces a criminal record and potential fines totalling thousands of pounds. In an interview before the trial, Pastor Clive emphasised that his case goes beyond the issue of censorship zones.
This is a growing intolerance of the freedom that we have to tell people about Jesus. And I also believe with all my heart that if the church doesn't waken up, that this is not simply the end, this is not just the issue of preaching in a so-called safe zone. I think that I've always believed that the freedom that we have to preach within church buildings, then to preach outside the church building is just an extension of the freedom that we enjoy to preach inside the building. We believe with all of our hearts there should be no no-go areas for the gospel.
The ban on parents smacking their children in Wales has increased pressure on police and social services, the Welsh Government's review has found. The report, commissioned to assess the impact of the law 3 years on, concluded it is working well, but identified an increased workload, particularly in policing and local authorities. The Welsh Government had claimed the new law would not criminalise parents when it was being debated, but campaign group Be Reasonable noted it has now openly admitted that a small number have been taken to court and a far larger number put through state re-education schemes. The group said the new report agreed with its own findings that over 350 parents have entered the criminal justice system as a result of the law change. Spokesman Simon Calvert explained the ban is costing the taxpayer millions, diverting police from serious crime and placing unnecessary strain on social services. He said it is impossible to reconcile the Welsh Government's claim that implementation is progressing well with the data it has produced. Politicians in Ireland have voted to reject radical plans to decriminalise abortion by just 2 votes. People Before Profits' Paul Murphy had proposed that the bill to liberalise the law be returned to the Dáil for debate after it lapsed last year prior to the Irish general election. The controversial private member's bill called for full decriminalisation of abortion up to birth for any reason and the dismantling of the 3-day reflection period before having an abortion. But TDs voted by 73-71 against restoring the bill, a move welcomed by pro-life campaign's Eilish Mulroy. The result shows that many TDs are taking stock of the dramatic increase in abortions since the law changed and of the disturbing realities now emerging under the current legislation. As a society, we should be prioritising alternatives to abortion and meaningful support for women, not policies that drive abortion numbers higher. And finally, award-winning Christian songwriter Keith Getty has encouraged churches to sing theologically rich songs. In an interview with the Christian Institute, Getty talked about his Sing hymnal and the biblical mandate for singing a range of edifying psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. He emphasised the need for scriptural truth to be woven into songs in a way that people want to sing, since if it's a bad song, no one wants to sing it.
We don't build deep congregations by trying to stuff theology into songs, because it usually just ends up horrible songs. But we get there by going through the door of beauty. C.S. Lewis speaks about it, you know, so well. Even Charles Wesley, when he's talking about conversion, you know, he doesn't go, you know, I used to be black as night and now I'm white as snow. He doesn't say, I used to be a sinner, now I'm saved. He says, long my imprisoned spirit lay fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thine eye diffused a quickening ray. I woke, the dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed me. So there's a growing speed There is all the human senses. There is these pictures. There is these use of words we've never heard before and we'll never forget. And that's what songs can do.
To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Join us on the 31st when we'll take a look back at 2025. But for now, on behalf of everyone here at the CI, I'd like to wish you all a happy Christmas.